You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's the 25th day of September, a Thursday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason. Mike Tenora is here to take up the weather forecast. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Will producers, Mike, over the next week have open weather for harvest across the Corn Belt?
It looks like they'll have great weather over the next 5 to 7 days. We're looking for temperatures that will generally peak out in the mid-70s over the next 5 to 7 days, which is a little bit above the averages, which right now should be in the upper 60s. So we're looking for some great weather as far as temperatures go. As far as rainfall, we're not looking for very much in the way of that either. Looks like some real dry weather here over the next 5 to 7 days as areas of high pressure suppress rainfall. And then as we move into later next week, beginning Tuesday, Wednesday in the Plains, and more so Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week across the Corn Belt, tend to moisten things up just a little bit as we start to see some areas of rainfall happen. We're not looking for very heavy rainfall with that system, but it looks like a solid half-inch to one-inch event is forthcoming to a pretty large portion of the corn and soybean belt. So at that point, we'll start to see corn and soybean harvesting slow, and winter wheat planting will also slow at that time as well.
Speaking of sowing and planting in South America, they should be beginning that process now. How are they set up?
Well, the rainy season begins over the next 4 to 6 weeks across interior areas of Brazil, and we did see our first round of significant rainfall over the last 24 hours. That's important because in Brazil, you need to have rain fall so you can plant because they're very dry throughout their winter, which is now coming to a close. So they saw that big rain over the last 24 hours. We'll start to see soybean planting begin across interior Brazil. And the climate turns wetter almost every week right on through November. So we do look for rains to increase in frequency and intensity over the next 2 months. And because of that, planting season in Brazil at this point is looking pretty good for both soybeans and corn. The one issue we do have to keep an eye out in Brazil regards the southern areas where wheat has grown. Wheat is being harvested now, and we're seeing very heavy rainfall, at least very heavy rainfall chances over the next 5 to 10 days. Looks like a solid 2.5 to 5 inches of rain is forthcoming to that region, and that's way above normal. So wheat quality could decline in southern areas of Brazil. As we move into Argentina, though, no real big problems there. They've been real moist over the last 30 to 60 days. It's dried out a little bit now. Temperatures stay fairly mild, and sunflower planting is underway. It looks like great conditions for sunflower planting over the next week or so. And corn planting begins in October, and soil moisture will not be a significant issue as long as it does not turn too wet. And at this point, it looks like it'll stay pretty seasonable with dry weather this week and then turning a little wetter later on next week.
Mike, thanks so much for taking the time with us. We do appreciate it today.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on the Closing Market Report. You can hear him again on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. That wraps it up. I'm Todd Gleason.